News from UNIFIL. UNIFIL peacekeepers joined the Lebanese armed forces to provide security for farmers harvesting olives near the Blue Line. Throughout October, they carried out more than 40 coordinated missions in Kfar Shuba, Kfar Kila, Khiam, Wazani, Mais el Jabal, Blida, Hula, Rmesh, Marwahin, Ramya, and Aita Shab, ensuring the harvest took place in a safe and secure environment. UNIFIL also used its liaison channels to coordinate each mission with the Israel Defense Forces. Dour El Qadiri, a farmer from Kfar Shuba, said she felt safe harvesting in the presence of the Lebanese army and UNIFIL. But she added that the olive harvest was poor this year.
Due to the lack of winter rain and because we have neglected the land for 2 years without plowing, the olive trees have regressed. There is no good season at all this year. Before the war, we used to produce 60 or 70 drums of oil. But during the war, 2 years passed without working on our land. When the Lebanese army and UNIFIL allowed people to come and tend to their land, we came before it rained to gather our livelihood.
From his side, UNIFIL Chief of Staff Major General Paul Sanzai said the joint effort helped prevent incidents and reduced the risk of violence. He added that the Lebanese Army's deployment is essential to restoring safe access and supporting local livelihoods, especially as olive picking in several areas had not been possible since 2022 due to hostilities. On 6 November, UNIFIL peacekeepers from the Republic of Korea visited residents near their base to deliver shoes, toys, and stationery. The support was made possible through donations worth about $120,000 by a Korean NGO called Good Neighbors and World Together. This support comes as part of their ongoing support to communities within their area of responsibility in southwestern Lebanon in rebuilding lives after the last conflict. Recently, UNIFIL Civil Affairs Office, together with French and Finnish peacekeepers, supported the Agricultural Services Center in Altiri Village to help boost crop yields and strengthen public services across 15 villages in South Lebanon. They provided a powerful 135 kVA generator to keep the center's olive press running without interruption, along with two farm vehicles and the repair of another service truck. During last year's conflict, many farmers in the area lost trees, equipment, and livestock. UNIFIL's support is helping them recover and sustain their livelihoods. UNIFIL Chief of Civil Affairs Maud Repars said the initiative strengthens local institutions and helps communities rebuild.
This collaboration also strengthens the role of local institutions, and this is very important because it helps municipal authorities to better meet the needs of their communities. So as you know, agriculture is one of the sectors that suffered the most during the recent conflict, and this is one of the top priorities for people who remained in Bin Jinjbel district and other areas. So this project will support local authorities and their union of municipalities to better serve the farmers. For example, it will ensure power access to the olive press and provides multifunctional vehicles that will make their work easier.
On 4 and 5 November, UNIFIL Nepalese peacekeepers together with the Lebanese army helped residents of Merkaba clear debris and repair damaged property. The joint effort aimed to support reconstruction and improve living conditions for the local community following last year's conflict. The operation also reinforced cooperation and trust between UNIFIL, the Lebanese army, and the people of South Lebanon.